Please join me in a word of prayer. Dear God, thank you so much, Father, for this morning. God, for the beautiful day, God, that you brought forth. Dear God, for the excitement of this upcoming Thanksgiving, dear God, to be with family and friends. God, we're grateful, God, to have one another. We're grateful, God, to know you. God, I pray, God, that as I speak today, God, that I will speak your very words. God, that your presence will be felt. And God, that you will be glorified.
That's right.
Thank you so much, God, for allowing us to get here safely. God, keep us free from any kind of harm and pain. And God, watch over us, God, as we extend love to one another. We love you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, we're going to continue in our Grounded series. And this morning's topic is going to be on household atmosphere.
Oh, all right. Wow.
And I chose this topic to do because I've had different experiences as far as a household atmosphere. I know growing up, I grew up in a family of 10, five boys and five girls. I was the baby boy, and I got a lot of hand-me-downs. I was mistreated a lot. I was picked on a lot, but it was to God's glory that I was raised in that kind of family. Amen? My mom and dad did the best that they knew how to do in raising us and taking care of us. And I want to say that they did a great job at that.
Amen.
So our home atmosphere is directly related to our personal relationship with God. So as we are at home, we're going to be at work, at church, wherever we go, that's who we're going to be, whatever's created in the home. And our relationship with God is first and foremost, as well as just having a time of prayer, praying with one another, loving one another. Whether you're single, married, or a single mom, it all starts with our relationships with God. Thank God for our family homes, our Christian homes. We have some incredible examples of brothers and sisters that have created just godly atmospheres in their homes. But not every home that proclaims to be a Christian home is grounded in Jesus. If you do not have a personal relationship with God, then you are not grounded in Jesus and are not creating a Christ-like atmosphere in your home. It is important to be grounded in Jesus. And if we're not creating that atmosphere, there's a reason why. And I just wanted to point out some things that I've noticed in my upbringing, not being a Christian and being a Christian, that I've seen and I've seen in other households. You know, some families live together and just really tolerate one another. They just go about in and out of the home. Things are happening. We're just like, oh, well, this is the norm. We're just going to live with it. You know, some families often think about divorce and have gone on living together for the sake of their children and for the sake of their reputation. You know, too many times Christians' homes, the children are rebellious and dishonoring their parents' authority. Fathers and mothers are sometimes absent in the home while they're in the home. Christian standards are rarely taught or enforced. Electronics are destroying our family atmospheres. There's bickering, there's fighting, there's yelling. These are common in many of our Christian homes. Satan is out to destroy our household atmospheres. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." You know, our struggle is not against one another. And we tend to look at one another as if that is the struggle. How do we create a godly atmosphere in our homes? I think we first, everyone in the home needs to understand their God-given expectations. Turn over to Colossians 3. Uh-oh. Larry, help me. Thank you. The Bible says here, "Wives, submit to your husbands as it is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." And I look at this. This is the blueprint that God has given us to live by in our households. Amen. But there are a few keys. This is the blueprint. This is how is this going? How is this blueprint going in our households? There's a lot of ways to create a Christian household atmosphere. But here are a few keys that I would like to give you today that I feel like have helped me in my household and has worked in my household. I feel like one of the keys, we should honor one another in our homes. The Bible says in Romans 12:10, outdo one another in showing honor. Picture that atmosphere in your homes, trying to outdo one another in showing honor. The Bible also says in Ephesians 6, verse 2 and 3, talking to the kids here, "Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." You know, children aren't only told to obey their parents, they're told to honor their father and mother. Amen. Parents, do we feel honored this morning by our children? Do you feel the love and the honor from your children? I know a couple of weeks ago, for me, God enabled me to see 50 years here on the face of the earth. And that was very, very encouraging. And my children and my wife put together an incredible birthday party for me. And one of the things that really touched me was that my daughter Rachel composed a song for me. She wrote a song and she composed a song. And she played the song for me at my birthday party. I felt very, very honored as a father to think that I have a 17-year-old daughter that wants to write a song for her dad, play the song in front of 50, 60 people. I felt very, very honored. You know, my oldest daughter, Tess, she basically planned the entire party. She was stressed at the end of the day, but she planned the entire party for me. And my son, Abram, you know, he wrote a newspaper article for me, and he wasn't able to read it because he left it at home. But, you know, I felt special. I felt honored as a dad. To honor means to defer. It simply means saying, you go first. It is the absence of a critical spirit. In Philippians 2:14, the Bible says, do everything without grumbling or complaining. Think about your household atmosphere without grumbling and complaining. That would be an incredible household atmosphere, wouldn't it? No grumbling, no complaining. And I want to speak to the kids, as well as the campus kids. You had no say in the family in which you were born. And because of that, parents, are you teaching your children what it means to honor you as well as other adults? I mean, too many times we have children in the congregation that will walk right by an adult and will not speak. It starts at home. It all starts at home. When adults come into your home, children, do you know to make eye contact or to speak, to say hello? How are you? I think that that's one of the basic things that we need to have in our households. Do they speak to adults at church? Do they hold the door for adults at church? Or are they just amongst one another wanting to talk about whatever and not spend any time or try to encourage any adults in the church? Do they listen when they're being corrected by adults in the church? You have to create a safe environment at home. It all starts at home, creating that safe environment. Parents, being approachable, having that kind of environment where your kids feel comfortable coming up to you and talking to you about whatever. And not feeling as though you're going to look down at them, criticize them, yell at them. Even if it's something that we've done to them as parents, not getting defensive, but considering their words and how they were made to feel and acknowledging that. Are you teaching your kids to honor God with their lives? I want to look at another scripture in 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. It says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Husbands, are we honoring our wives? Singles, are you guys honoring one another? Are we remembering birthdays? I know for some husbands, it just goes by and I forgot. Anniversaries, are we making those special? Are we remembering milestones, spiritual birthdays, things of that nature? There's little things that we can do to really honor one another and encourage one another. Does our wives know that those things are important, that are important to her, are important to you? Amen. We need to honor one another in our homes. Amen. There should be an atmosphere of humility in the home. Got quiet. There should be an atmosphere of humility in our homes. Amen. Sometimes people only want to show you their strengths and not their weaknesses. And I'm talking husbands, wives, children, campus. This goes for all of us. When we are humble, our households will be blessed. When I reflect on Jesus and his life, he lived a life of humility. Jesus never retaliated on some personal attacks. Not one time did he try to defend himself when he was personally being attacked. He defended God's word.
That's right.
Are you open with one another in your households? Are you talking about the things that you struggle with? How are you being made to feel by one another? Are you driven by the need to be right? Are you the one in the household that needs to be right all the time? You want to be right? You want to be in charge, men? But you're not leading in humility. You just want to rule the household. You want to have the last word. You feel like you're not victorious unless you have the last word. Our flesh deceives us into thinking that showing humility is a sign of weakness. But that's a sign of being like Christ.
Amen.
Do you apologize when someone hurts you in the house? Or when you hurt someone in the house? Do you apologize? Are you the first to step up and apologize? Or do you wait and dig your heels in and say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything until they apologize to me? Do you listen more than you talk? And we're talking about household atmosphere. I know for me, I kind of went through the CR ministry with Sonny Sessions, a dear friend of mine, and he taught me some valuable lessons about listening more than I talk. What he would tell me is take the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth. And I will always remember that. Because I couldn't hear anything because I'm talking so much. I'm responding to someone before they're even finished saying what they need to say to me. The Bible says in James 1:19, "Dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Are we quick to listen this morning? Are we quick to listen in our households? Do you take correction well? I know for me, that's tough to embrace when it comes to my wife, when it comes to my children. And I really have to pray through it and reflect on, they love me. They have my best interest at heart, but it does not feel good when someone wants to correct me. But it's one Proverbs that I always remember, and I've memorized over the years, and it's Proverbs 12:1. And what it says is, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. And it's bad when God calls you stupid. It's not me calling you stupid. It's what the word says. And I don't want to be stupid. I want to be humble. I want to be able to listen. I want to be able to apologize. And I think that that's a huge key in having a great household atmosphere. There must be an atmosphere of love in our homes. The Bible talks about in Matthew 22:37, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. God is calling us to love him that way. In 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, the Bible says love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. 1 John 13:34. A new command I give you. A new command I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have loved one another. Love is one of the major keys for me in having a great household atmosphere. And that starts with the kids on up. But as parents, we have to be that example of love, loving one another. I think that I think back to just as a disciple, people teaching me and training me and encouraging me, even when I've blown it. Not keeping records of wrong, because I've been forgiven for so much by my wife and my children, things that I've said, things that I've done, but to continue to have that unconditional love poured on me, it's incredible. And I think love needs to be one of the major keys in building or having a household atmosphere. We need to love one another with the truth. We need to be honest with one another. When we are warm and inviting, your home will be warm and inviting. When people come into our homes, do they feel the warmth, the love? Because it's not the outside of the home that counts. It's the people in the home that actually makes the home. We need to love people where they're at. We have many brothers and sisters that, you know, maybe have left the church or are struggling spiritually or are sick, not able to be here today. We need to love those individuals by giving them a call, stopping by to see how they're doing. We need to make each other feel loved, valued, appreciated, and respected. Amen, sir. And that goes for the entire household. Amen. Parents, we need to make our kids feel that way. Amen. Husbands, we need to make our wives feel that way. Amen. We need to encourage one another more than we correct one another. If we're always looking at what's wrong or always looking at the weaknesses of those that are around us, there will never be that sense of love. And I say that because I've been that before, just always criticizing my wife, my children, and not appreciating what they bring to the family, not pointing out what they bring to the family. Right. Our family members need to hear that from one another. Mm-hmm. What we love, what we appreciate. We got Thanksgiving coming up. You know, we need to tell each other why we're thankful. I know we got together with the family group this past Friday at my house, the South Team family group, and it was very, very encouraging because we sat around. We had plenty of desserts, hot toddy and coffee, right, and we sat around the living room, and we talked about, and we had the kids in there too, and we talked about what we're thankful for. Amen. Or who we're thankful for. And it's unbelievable, and it's so incredible when you get families together and hear especially what comes out of the mouths of the children. That's very encouraging because as adults, you don't realize the things that they see and hear and the things that they appreciate about their parents. So it was just wonderful to hear that. And I think that we need to be doing more of that. Amen. Thanksgiving is a time where we're either going to family members' houses outside of Georgia or we're having family in. This is a great time to show that kind of love to our friends and family. The day we'll see that there's love in this house.
That's right.
That they appreciate each other.
Yep.
That they respect one another. Mm-hmm. We need to be honest with one another. Yes. We need to celebrate each other's victories and milestones. You know, there's a lot of victories that's going on spiritually. There's a lot of sports victories. There's a lot of just all kinds of victories that are going on, and we need to acknowledge that amongst our family members. I think for me, one of the things that I love is just having fun together as a family.
That's right.
Making it a fun time at all times. I know that when I get to cleaning up in the house, I like to listen to music, and I'll get to dancing around the house and cleaning up. And by the way, brothers, there's nothing wrong with washing the dishes and helping our spouses clean up and getting the house ready for family and friends. That's a fun time to me, and it encourages my wife and my kids. But I know Rachel, she'll sit back and she'll just laugh at me because I'll have the music going and I'm cleaning and I'm washing dishes. And it's just, I love it. Because I know that that's creating an atmosphere of love, and it's a fun atmosphere. You know, brothers, do you love coming home? Do you feel like it's an environment of love and you just can't wait to get home? Or are you on the highway trying to figure out how you're going to deal with situations in your house?
Wow. Good point.
Mm-hmm. I know for me, you know, years ago I decided, because I work all the way downtown at Turner Broadcasting, that's almost like a 45, 50-minute drive. And throughout the day, I'm dealing with deadlines, I'm dealing with people that just don't treat you right at times, clients that are very demanding, it's very hectic. And then you get on 85, 285,
yes.
And you're dealing with people cutting you off, and it's just, it's crazy. And so by the time you get home, you just want to shut down. You just want to find your corner and just sit there for a minute. Just, honey, have my meal ready for me, and I need to go downstairs and watch SportsCenter. I need some time away. And what I've learned over the years is that that didn't create the kind of atmosphere I wanted for my house. Because my wife would have needs that she would want met. My children would have their needs. And I decided that, you know what, I need to change. So instead of focusing on the traffic on 285 and 85, I prayed all the way home.
That's right.
I prayed that God would help me to meet the needs of my family when I got home. And so for a while there, when I got home, I would walk in the house, I would greet my wife, I would greet my children with hugs, and I would grab my wife by the hand, and I would say, honey, how was your day, and what do you need from me? I'm a huge sports fan. I love college football, I love college basketball, and brothers, you know that that's the time, it's game time. But I decided, you know what, it's not about me. There's a VCR that I can, you know, record the game if I need to record the game. Yeah, I know. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm dating myself here. But you know what? I could always get back to that game. But what's more important is meeting the needs of my family. And for those first few months, coming home and saying that to my wife, you know, it was challenging because sometimes she would have a whole laundry list full of things that she needed done, that honey-do list. And I would do it until it was done.
Amen.
Because I needed to lead my family in that way to be a great example for my wife and my children. And I know at times, you know, brothers, you know, especially on Thursday nights, going to work, coming to church, you know, we're done by the time we get home. And sisters, you know, we need to consider what our husbands have to endure during those times and not be so demanding. Amen?
Amen.
We need to serve one another in the family. We need to find ways to really serve one another. But love, humility, and honoring one another should be a part of our household atmosphere. When I seen this picture, I thought that this is what the household family should be about. This series is called the Grounded Series. And I looked at this family, and they're grounded, but they're grounded in Jesus.
Amen.
When you are grounded in Jesus, then Jesus is the center of your life. And as husbands, we are charged to lead our families in this way.
Amen.
In order to create this atmosphere, we must honor one another. We must show humility towards one another. And we must love one another.
Amen.
Amen.
We have some great examples of this in our congregation. But the Bible says that we need to be doing more of this. And those of us that are grounded and feel great about our households, we should help others around us to create this kind of atmosphere. We need to have them in our homes to create this kind of atmosphere. Because the Bible says, by this, you will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Thank you, and we're going to be dismissed and go get our kids.